coming from the great state of Texas. News and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Lubbock, Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Houston, over in El Paso, and anywhere else. Whether you're inside or outside the great state of Texas, welcome in to the Chad Hasty Show as we broadcast live this evening from Pollard Friendly Ford. We're broadcasting right in front of the great big certified used car signs. You can come and see us. Why are we here? Because the Trunk or Treat, the third annual Trunk or Treat happening this evening from 5 to 8 p.m. They're just about to get started. In fact, they've been testing things, and the kids are ready. We see kids lined up. Kids are excited. They may start rioting here at any second for all the candy that is going to be going through here at Pollard Ford. They're ready. The kids are all dressed up. Adults are happy. Kids are happy. You can be happy as well. Come on out and join us this evening. We're going to be out here, of course, until 7 p.m. The trunk or treat happening all the way until 8 p.m. this evening. And we've got quite a bit to get to on the program today. We've got State Rep Carl Tepper. He's going to come out and join us today as we talk about the Texas constitutional amendments. Of course, you still have time to get out and vote. And if you haven't voted yet, we'll get to some of those amendments that are out there that you can vote on. I don't know if we'll go through all 17, but we'll at least hit on some of the major ones that are out there that you may have questions on. So if you have any questions on those constitutional amendments, go ahead and text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can text in and let us know what your questions are. We've also got a lot of other stuff that we're going to get into. Of course, we have Nick Long with Friday Night Live Scoreboard, who will be joining us coming up at 6. We'll visit with the folks out here at Pollard Friendly Ford as well, just about some of the vehicles that they have that you need to test out here at Pollard Friendly Ford. Hey, come by the table as you come out here. Say hello. We've got some the Chad Hasty Show bumper stickers. We'll have some candy as well and all that kind of good stuff. So we're ready to see you here at Pollard Friendly Ford, right off of South Loop 289, where the kids are already lined up. They're excited about Halloween. They're excited about another trunk or treat that is happening. And is it just me, or like trunk or treats happening now the entire month of October? Like, it is Halloween. When I was a kid, back in my day when I was a young guy, the Halloween, you had like the fall festival at your school. You had the fall festival, which was fun, but it really wasn't Halloween, but it was fall festival. You had fun, and then you had Halloween night, and really that was it. Those were the only two. And if Halloween night got rained out or iced out, or whatever may have happened, it was bad weather on Halloween, as a kid, you just got screwed over. You didn't have it. It was done. You didn't have the rest of the month to go trick-or-treating. Now it seems like it's an entire month of candy for the kids out there. And I don't know. That's kids are lucky these days. They can go almost the entire month going to different trunk-or-treats and different things around the city. But tonight, tonight. It's here at Pollard Used Cars here in the parking lot. You can come on by and say hello while you're out there. Like I said, we've got a lot to get into. We've got a lot of national news. The Heritage Foundation coming out today and going, hey, we're not going to disavow Tucker Carlson. I don't know if anyone was really wanting them to, but it seems like the Heritage Foundation put them in a little bit, put themselves in a position they really didn't need to put themselves in for whatever reason. So we'll talk about that as the show progresses today. We also have some very interesting news statewide when it comes to the takeover of Fort Worth ISD. If we have time, we'll get into that. The latest on the shutdown, it looks like the shutdown could be coming to an end possibly next week. But the government shutdown, that now that we're getting into some of the SNAP stuff, Democrats are getting pounded a little bit. It's not like when Republicans get pounded by the news media, but at least there's some in the, even Jake Tapper went after a Democrat congresswoman for saying she tried to pass it off as just the Republicans' fault. He's like, no. You guys get in this right now. You guys get in this. They have to have 60 votes. You guys are refusing to meet with the Republicans and refusing to do anything at all. This is on you. And that was a little shocking that Tapper did that. So you've had that. You also had some of the pilots unions coming out today and blaming the Democrats for what's going on with some of the flight delays around the country. So really a lot of pressure being put on the Democrats now. And that has meant the Democrats are ready to talk. The Democrats are ready to talk. The Republicans, especially in the purple areas, they're ready to talk. They've been ready to talk because they're worried about the elections and the midterms and how any type of issues with SNAP could interfere with the midterm elections. So we've got all of that going on as well. So we've got the shutdown. It's continuing, but probably going to be wrapped up at some point next week. And so that's going to be something to look for next week. Then we'll get into as much of that today as we can. We've also got a little bit of J.D. Vance news that we can talk about as well. And, very interesting editorial out of the Dallas Morning News today about AI, deep fakes, and the future of politics, and what it's going to look like as we move forward. So, how do you get in touch with us? Well, we've got the text line set up at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can text in and let us know your thoughts on any of the topics of the day, any of the issues that you would like to discuss. You can also, as always, tap the app and send us a message on the app chat. You can send us a message that way, and when you send us a message on the app chat, just like you do on the text line, let us know where you're from, your name, all that kind of good stuff. Also on social media, at Chad Hasty Radio on X, Twitter, also on the Instagram and on Facebook as well. And, those are the main ways to get in touch with us today. You can reach out to us on the text line, or just, you know what, better yet, come out and see us. Yeah, come out and see us. Right? It's a beautiful day. We're actually set up outside, and it looks like it's going to be beautiful weather like the next 2 weeks in West Texas. If everything holds, then it looks like it's going to be just absolutely beautiful weather the next 2 weeks. And so I'm looking forward to that. By the way, the Trunk or Treat officially open now here at Pollard Ford. So that means you can come out and go right through the Trunk or Treat and get all the candy, all the prizes, all the stuff that's out here at Pollard. Friendly Ford off of South Loop 289. You can come on out. And remember, they're going to be doing this until 8 p.m. this evening. We want you to come by, say hello. We'd love to meet you as you stop by here at Pollard Friendly Ford off of South Loop 289. When we come back, we will get into some of the news of the day, your phone calls, your text messages, your tweets, all that kind of good stuff, right here on the Chad Hastie Show, live at Pollard Friendly Ford.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
We live in a busy world. And let's face it, it can be exhausting. Work, school, activities, social engagements, they all tire us out. And if you get behind the wheel when you're too tired, the consequences could be deadly. Driving drowsy mimics alcohol-impaired driving in many ways. It slows your reaction time and impairs your judgment and vision. So if you're too tired to drive, pull over safely. The life you save could be your own. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Join Lubbock lawyer Cole Shooter as he answers your legal questions with Shooter on the Law every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on KFYO. Cole is a licensed attorney in the state of Texas who addresses the hardest-hitting ongoing legal battles in the state and nationwide. From online scammers abusing legal loopholes to how you can protect yourself and your families, listen to Shooter on the Law Saturday mornings from 10 to 11 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
I'm Giada Jalosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A murder suspect who killed himself in jail and has been linked to the disappearance of a TV anchor is now being dubbed a possible serial killer by the local sheriff. Christopher Revac killed himself in 2009 in a Missouri jail cell, but the Wood County District Attorney says if he were still alive, he would now be charged with the murder of 21-year-old Deidre Harm. Harm was a single mother and disappeared June 10, 2006 after going to a bar. Revac had been visiting family in the area when she vanished. Her remains were found 5 months later in the woods, about 5 miles from the downtown bars. Revac committed suicide a day after being charged with second-degree murder in the death of mom of three, Renee Williams. DNA evidence linked Revac to her killing. Revac had also been a person of interest in the disappearance of an Iowa news anchor, Jody Huizentrout, who had been declared legally dead in 2001 despite no body having ever been found. The police department continues to investigate her disappearance. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Jalosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
The Weekend with Michael Brown, Saturday nights at 7 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
And welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show as we broadcast from the third annual Trunk or Treat here at Pollard Friendly Ford, South Loop 289. We want you to come on out. They're doing the trunk or treat until 8 p.m. this evening. And, of course, we're here until 7 p.m. And with me, sitting out here in the on the patio. I'm going to call it the patio, the Pollard patio, State Representative Carl Tapper.
There's no bumper music.
No.
I can't hear the bumper. I don't like it when I can't hear
the
bumper music.
Here's the deal. I can't even hear the bumper music. We're having a technical issue.
Are we having to trust Nick to have the good bumper music?
Yes, we're trusting Nick. I don't know what Nick is playing for bumper music. I have no clue, and that scares me. And he's just directing me on the computer, talk. That's all he says.
All right, we're talking.
So there you go. Barbie World. Okay, exact. That's what I like to hear. That's good. Hey, we've got the Texas Constitutional Amendments election going on. Are you excited about that, Carl?
I voted.
Did you?
Yeah, I voted. I didn't like, look, which one is it? Is it 17, the one for the dementia?
It's not 17. I think it's 14.
14 for the dementia?
Yeah.
I voted against that on the floor, and I voted against it at the booth.
I voted against it as well.
What a I don't know how that one got out there, but
well, it got support from 2/3. So, why should people? This is an emotional topic for a lot of folks, and a lot of, I mean, just about everybody has had a family member who has gone through it. To me, it is not the government's job to do funding for any type of medical research. And we already do it anyway a little bit through colleges and universities, but let the private sector do it.
There's cancer research all over the place. There's dementia research, diabetes research, acne research. I just read about some research for bald guys the other day. Seriously,
hey,
there might
be
an answer in 3 years. And, you know, what makes you think that suddenly $3 billion, hey, kid, I like Spider-Man. What makes you think suddenly that $3 billion is suddenly going to cure dementia?
Yeah.
I don't know who thinks of this stuff, where it comes from, why.
It was the lieutenant governor's idea.
Whose name do they want on it? You know,
yeah.
I don't get it. But $3 billion could have done a lot of buy down of property taxes or... I would have just bought down property taxes myself.
Yeah. There are some different groups out there, and I'm not going to go through them all, but there are some conservative groups. I want to ask you about the water one, because I know.
Hey, guys, now let me do that.
I know Senator Perry, he was a big champion of this. Here's what I want to know, because I voted for it. Because to me, the arguments that have been against it is, well, we don't want to use, we shouldn't put infrastructure into a constitutional amendment. This isn't just infrastructure. If your community doesn't have water, you don't have a community.
Guys, we don't have water now. This is a long range water plan.
Yeah.
And it's everything. Piping it in from Arkansas. I learned that late yesterday, by the way. I knew it was piping it in. I didn't know Arkansas was ready to go. Piping it in, reservoirs, saving it deep, deep dive brackish water. I think it's like 20,000, 17,000 feet down. I can hardly believe that. It's cleaning up the fracking water. I'm not swearing. It's called fracking for the oil. Uh-oh. It's fracking. Margaret Thatcher's not happy with the Husky over there. And so... it's a long-term, plus we've got leaky pipes all over the place. And by the way, mostly what we're doing is buying down loans, the interest rates on loans. So instead of these interest rates for municipalities being, 7 to 10%, they might be 3%, which will make it much more affordable, for shallow water and new home and pretty much every city in the state to buy their water. If we can ship the water in and pipe it in from Arkansas, into northeast Texas and the Dallas area, that'll really be something, because they are about to have...
Well, then they won't come after our water.
Man, they're about to have duels in East Texas over this stuff. It's a big deal. I mean, the legislators, all Republicans, are fighting almost fisticuffs over the water. Everybody trying to take each other's water, steal each other's water, take each other's reservoir water. It's horrible. So please, for heaven's sakes, you've got to vote for Prop 4.
I mean, you make a good argument. I almost wish there would have been more time between the end of the session and the election on. And I mean, with the special session, maybe that's what wiped y'all, what wiped it out. But it would have been good. Like, there wasn't that time to do a water, like a tour where lawmakers really go around.
Nobody pays attention anyway until you're right up on the election.
Yeah.
You know, guys, we're right up on it. I hear people on Twitter, they're trolling my Twitter account over. They don't know what they're talking about. This is mostly using Texas, the credit that Texas has, which is astounding, for low interest rates for your municipalities.
Yeah.
Essentially, that's it.
So why are all these conservative groups, and they're mainly the conservative
groups,
why are they coming out against it?
Groups all over the place. They call themselves conservatives. They're really some nutty libertarian group that doesn't study the issues very well, and they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Was I clear?
No, I mean, that's pretty good. See, that's why I like to have you on. See, here's the deal. When I get, like, another state rep on, they're not very... They like to be nice.
What is everybody scared of? Don't be nice. Be a jerk.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be to push through some of this ridiculous stuff that's going around the state. You know, the internet and social media has become such a cesspool, but every once in a while, some of us are trying to put good information out there, and it just gets pounded.
Yeah.
You know, the second we hit send, oh, we don't trust you, we don't trust this guy, we don't trust Trump, I don't know what the heck they're talking about anymore, and they're against everything, and we kind of, we get it, they're against everything, at least they're consistent that way, but I mean, there are times when we have something real that we're trying to fix in government. And, you know, we're trying to get it done, and you're going to have to do your own research, but I don't know how much more research you can get.
Yeah.
We've put out lots of papers out there. You can go to Water Development Board and pull up all of their stuff, and I think it's pretty clear.
Is there another one of the amendments that has gotten pushback that you think needs to be corrected?
You know, this is one of those ones. The parental rights one is an interesting one because we all believe in parental rights unless the parents suck.
Yeah.
Okay? And it happens.
Yeah.
You know it. I know it. The courts have dug through this stuff for years and have kind of come towards some reasonable solutions to not have the child with a bad parent. And so I'm not sure if that proposition is going to affect putting a child back with a bad parent.
Yeah.
And I'm very concerned about that. I got to be honest with you. I voted no.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's clear. I think we're going to have trouble with it. I believe in parental rights to the point where we have a bad parent, and I don't want to interfere with a reasonable justice system.
Yeah. No, I think that's it's a very good concern. And like you said, some of these you wonder. And we'll kind of get into this after the break because we've got a break coming up.
And Chad, you know, I probably voted for that one on the floor, but the more I looked into it, as it came to the propositions on the ballot, we're not an expert in everything. We vote on is like 3,000 to 6,000 votes we take over there.
Yeah.
But this is one of those ones where I kind of, what was I going to do? Vote against parental rights? You know, but when you dig deeper into, oh, Tepper voted against parental rights. But when you dig deeper into it,
yeah,
maybe I should have voted against parental rights if the parent sucks.
Yeah.
You know?
I just have that disclaimer on there. You know?
That's, you know, we try to disclaim this stuff, and we still get burned over it. But in the end, I think it maybe wasn't that great of a bill. We shouldn't have had it as one of the propositions.
When we come back, we'll continue our visit. It's a Thursday Tepper tantrum here at Pollard.
I know, Ford. It's a weird day for a Tepper tantrum.
With the trunk or treat happening. Come out and see us. We'll be right back.
Call in to the Chad Hastie Show at 1-800-687-0790. The Chad Hastie Show, broadcasting on the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Everybody's felt sad, angry, or stressed before. That's okay, unless you're driving. Because when you're behind the wheel, these emotions can lead to serious injury or death. Emotional driving is a form of distracted driving because it keeps you from focusing on the road and other drivers, road workers, or pedestrians around you. So if you're sad, angry, or stressed, pull over safely and get control. Because your mood shouldn't put you or others in danger. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
TSN headlines, unless monies are freed up, food stamp benefits will not be coming next month, affecting about 3.5 million Texans. And dozens of Democrats have signed onto a letter asking the governor to tap the rainy day fund to fill the gap. Senator John Cornyn took the Senate floor demanding Democrats vote to reopen the government, claiming they're using the SNAP threat as leverage. Democrats have been calling for weeks for Republicans to reopen the government and include a provision that would extend subsidies for Obamacare. Otherwise, health care premiums will skyrocket. 43% of Texans say they're doing worse financially than they were a year ago. According to the latest Texas Policy Project poll out of UT, Texans believe inflation's the number one concern. The DPS has to provide extra manpower to the police in Donna, Texas, city running low on cops, lost 5 officers last month, and they resigned. It has 24 left. DPS will take on some traffic issues like car wrecks and traffic enforcement. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Hurt in a car or truck wreck? Call Franco and Franco first. Mark and Scott Franco, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Texas, have been fighting for your rights for over 25 years. Before becoming personal injury lawyers, they defended insurance companies, so they know all the tricks and tactics insurers use to deny your claim. Trust the experienced, family-owned, and highly awarded Franco and Franco to put you first and get the resolution you deserve. And remember, it's a felony for an attorney to reach out to you directly or indirectly via third parties within the first 30 days after an accident. During this period, an attorney may only send a letter. Frankel and Frankel make it easy. From the free consultation to the very first phone call, they handle everything with no out-of-pocket costs. They only get paid when you win. If you or a loved one has been injured, reach out to Frankel and Frankel today at frankelfirm.com. That's FRENKEL firm.com. Principal office, Dallas, Texas.
Lovely Shop Links weather forecast. Temperatures are dropping overnight through morning into the upper 30s to start your Friday. Friday afternoon's temperatures around 71 degrees. A cool front will arrive on Saturday and drop the temperatures down just a bit into the middle 60s. The weather is brought to you by Sonic. Get your spook on this Halloween. 50-cent corn dogs at Sonic. Meteorology brought over to Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Shares of Amazon are rallying in extended trading, a jump of 13% after the online retailer and tech giant posted third quarter earnings and revenue that topped expectations. Reporting after the close, the company also confirmed strong growth in its cloud computing unit. Revenue at Amazon's AWS segment totaled $33 billion in the period. Add Delta Airlines to the list of companies pushing for an end to the government shutdown. The carrier today called on Congress to immediately pass a clean continuing resolution to reopen the government and pay air traffic controllers. U.S. stocks finished the Thursday session firmly in the red. The S&P 500 slid 68 points. The Dow Jones Industrials today lost 110. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite tumbled 377 points, or 1.6%. A lot of techs under pressure today. Oil futures held fairly steady. December crude settling flat at $60.48 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Local events, newsmakers, and information. It's Sunrise LBK on KFYO.
Coming up on Sunrise LBK Friday morning, start the weekend off. Tom Collins and news and information from around the South Plains. We got Ryan Hyatt from TheRaiderland.com and the weekend sports preview talking about Texas Tech on the road to K-State. And we got some goodies for you. So be listening in the morning with Sunrise LBK on KFYO, 95.1 FM, 790 AM, and KFYO.com.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
It's the Chad Hastie Show.
Welcome Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show. We're broadcasting today from Pollard Friendly Ford, where the trunk or treat is happening right now. That's right, the trunk or treat happening right now. We've got State Rep Carl Tepper, who I did have to bribe in order to get here.
I had to ask for it. Hey, kid, you got any Snickers bars in there?
Yeah, see, we've got candy. You got to start here. None of the kids are coming over.
Over here.
Yeah, here we go.
We got candy over there. Not listening.
Well, they're not listening. You know. That's okay. We'll just all keep eating. Ken grabbed a handful
really
earlier.
For us anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I ate these little mini Snickers bars. I ate two of them last
year. Yeah,
last year's Halloween.
I texted State Rep Carl Tepper earlier this morning and said, hey, would you like to be on the show? First thing he does is, do I get a Snickers bar?
Yeah.
And so what I did, and he criticized, had the gall to criticize as I gave him the mini version of the Snickers.
You know, those mini ones are too much work. You got to unwrap every little one, you know. And somebody told me the other day they like the big ones. I'm like, I can't afford those. Those are like $5 each.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the candy that I brought out, it was $45 worth of candy.
Oh, look, they have little ghost Reese's pieces.
No, well, those are like, these are Reese's. These are bats. Or bats and pumpkins.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's...
You know, this year I didn't do the candy corn with the peanuts.
No?
I need to run out. On the way home, I'm going to hit this Walmart over here. We're at Pollard Friendly Ford, who's always treated me really well. I'm going to run to the Walmart that's down the street and get myself some candy corn. I've got the good... Listen, you got to use the good Planters peanuts. I know that, you know, you're not supposed to just tell a brand, but I'm going to tell you right now.
You can do that. That's fine.
You've got to get the good peanuts, not the ones that are rotten. In all the other tubs. You got to get the good peanuts and put your candy corn in there, mix it all together, and that's Halloween right there.
Okay. All right. There you go. That's that's what you need to hear.
I carve my pumpkin every Halloween, smoke a cigar, carve a pumpkin.
What you carve? What'd you carve?
I do the basic sort of Snoopy, Charlie Brown Snoopy pumpkin.
Very nice.
And I usually do two or three. I usually forget to buy candles. I'll run over to Walmart and get some candles, too.
Do you put them out where people see them?
Oh, yeah, I want them to see them.
Yeah.
And I put them out for a couple of nights.
Our producer, Nick, you know Nick, right?
Yeah.
You've met Nick. He likes to put his pumpkins in the backyard where no one can see them.
Of course he does, because it's backwards.
Yeah.
No, you want people to see him, and I put him out. I put him out in Dia de los Muertos as well. Like a little Spanish lingo?
I like that. That's good.
That's Day of the Dead. So because I put so much time and effort into gutting the pumpkin and carving the pumpkin, I want to show it off for a couple of nights. And then they get kind of rotten after about 3 or 4 days. So,
yeah.
You guys want some candy?
Oh, give the kids some candy.
Just, no, hold on. We don't just give me your Snickers. I'll give you this. What do you got? You got any Snickers in there?
See, look at that. You...
Okay, yeah. Oh, he's got a real one here.
You're trading a kid for the Snickers.
Okay, here you go. I'll give you.
Wow.
Do you want the ghost Reese's? You do?
There's a
Snickers in there. I'll take
that
one back.
State Representative Carl Tepper is taking
candy
from children.
He's
giving them candy. But he's
your
taking
Red Raiders,
the larger
right.
candy bars
if,
from
if
the children.
If you're Red Raiders, you get some extra.
And giving them tiny.
You want a Twix? You
don't get to. Okay, she's
yes,
smart.
You can
she
better.
Just grabbed the Reese's from you.
Sometimes she's a little
smart.
Grumpy, though, so be careful.
Yeah.
She's the prime minister. She's having a bad day. Her chancellor was caught not filing for a permit to have to rent out her house.
Oh, no.
That's true, by the way.
Oh, no.
For broadcasting today.
You just took you.
Bye, guys.
You took candy from children. But you don't have an opponent, do you? Is that what this is? You don't have an opponent in the primary? Is that what we're talking about?
No opponent yet.
Yeah.
But no, it was a fair trade because they got 3 or 4 pieces.
It was not a fair trade at all, sir. No, it was not. No.
I did get one full-size Snickers. I'm taking it because I know you're going to grab it from me. I'm putting that in my pocket. Now it's going to melt in there.
No, you put it back out. I'm not going to take it. Ken may take it from you.
Ken will take it.
Yeah, Ken's going to grab the microphone.
Hey, Tepper. You know, you kind of do a typical politician deal. You asked a kid for one, and then you gave away two of Chad's, you know, kind of like the government.
It's redistribution of wealth.
Money.
What is this? I'm a good politician.
He's taking my currency
and
giving it to other people.
I didn't think to bring any with me. We've got SNAP.
Of course you didn't.
Seriously, we've got SNAP benefits ending tomorrow. That's been an interesting story. I don't know if you want me to take that over, Chad. But
please do. Go ahead.
I've got some thoughts. First of all, probably two-thirds, maybe up to 80% of the people don't need to be on heavens forbid you go out and get a job and feed yourself, but we do have some legitimately disabled elderly people who need this. And the good news is I'm hearing on the news that it might be coming to a resolution. Sounds like the Democrats are getting killed on this issue.
Yeah.
And they're coming to the table. So wait a few more days. I think all you kids out there and all you folks should write thank you letters to your air traffic controllers like you do the military during the holidays. You should be writing the air traffic controllers thank yous for hanging out, even though they haven't been getting paid, for doing their job and keeping us safe in the skies. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
These guys haven't been getting paid, and I really appreciate them staying out there doing their job.
Yeah, no. And I think you're right. I think we're going to see probably early next week this whole thing, come to an end. You've seen, actually, and I brought this up in the open, where you've actually had some of these TV journalists, including Jake Tapper, who have gone, hey, Democrats, you could have ended this. You could have ended this weeks ago, and you haven't done it yet. And I do think the tide is turning against them, and that's why they're coming to the table going, we gotta do something.
I'm very curious to see how we'll do. The midterms are in 1 year.
Yep.
And I'm really curious to see the Democratic Party, and not just because I live, it's easy to get kind of tunnel vision, or we live in an echo chamber in Lubbock, Texas, but I am very curious to see nationally how we do. I think it's going to be a really good year next year because the Democratic Party is so off the rails, has gotten so crazy. And we've got our issues, but they're nothing like, I can't decide whether I'm a boy or a girl. And
does it matter how the economy is? Does it matter how the economy, how grocery store prices are?
I think that's even more of a benefit for us, an advantage, in that I think the tariffs are going to start leveling off. I think they're going to pay off. And I think in about a year, we're going to be seeing the results of a lot of manufacturing coming back to the United States. The tariffs are going to be straightened out. They're going to be stabilized.
Yeah.
Trade's going to be stabilized. But I think the manufacturing and the agriculture that we need to do in the United States is going to be coming back to the United States. That's going to be jobs. And I think it's going to be, look, go ahead and mark it down now. I think it's going to be a boom of a year next midterms.
Before we take the break, and then we'll come back and we'll get a little bit more into some statewide stuff, but and see if Carl Tepper steals candy from any other kids again.
It was a negotiation. It was a trade deal.
I think, and something that Trump should highlight, WIC. They were able to help pay for WIC for the end of the month or until whenever through some of the tariff money that was able to be raised.
That was amazing.
And I mean, smart. If you're Trump, you're like, aren't you glad we did it? Aren't you glad we had it?
He's like some sort of a superhero. He's everywhere at once. I watched for a while. He was speaking to the Knesset in Israel. That's their parliament. And he was just amazing, you know.
Tougher Tucker Carlson will get mad at you.
He doesn't talk in fluffy words. I mean, some of those people have just speak beautifully. You know, Donald Trump just speaks.
Yeah.
And then a few hours later, he's in Egypt talking to, you know, the president or prime minister of Azerbaijan, Italy.
Yeah.
Egypt. And saying, I settled the war between you two. You two have been fighting for 100 years, and now you love each other, which I don't know if they do or not. But they're all laughing. And Donald Trump is an amazing. He was talking to Erdogan, who's an interesting guy. He's the prime minister of Turkey. He's a real strong man. He said it during his comments that they call Trump to negotiate with Erdogan because Trump is a tough guy too, and he's the only one who can negotiate with him. And he says it right there in front of the guy.
Yeah.
And the guy's laughing. And because it's probably all true for all we know.
Yeah.
So he's just an absolute force of nature. I don't think we'll ever see it again in American history.
All right, when we come back, we'll continue our visit with State Representative Carl Tepper. We're here at Pollard Friendly Ford off of South Loop 289. Why are we here? Well, one, it's a beautiful day, but the main reason, it's their Trunk or Treat event, the third annual Trunk or Treat event here at Pollard Friendly Ford. You can't beat the weather. Come on out. Bring the kiddos. Get them all dressed up, and they're going to be collecting a lot of candy. There's food here. I think I saw some pizza down the line.
We should have put a fire pit out here. This is great.
Yeah, so come out and see us. We also have candy, and if your kid brings a large Snickers bar, Girl Tepper will give them three tiny Twix in exchange for the large
Snickers.
No, it's a
fair deal. There's some Musketeers, too.
Yeah, Musketeer. Everyone has always said, I would love to have three Musketeers than one large Snickers bar. Every kid has always said that.
Nobody cuts a deal like me.
When we come back, your text, Girl Tepper, and more.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
To battle is to fight. To struggle, to overcome, and ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Friday on This Morning, America's first news. Food assistance benefits, air traffic controllers. The next thing that might be affected by the government shutdown is your vacation or business trip. Also, the uneasy feeling that many Americans have that the economy won't be able to sustain the positive momentum of the past few months. And what you might do if you get a bunch of those greedy trick-or-treaters. Friday on This Morning, America's first news. Weekday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Live local talk on Sundays. Reason, Religion, and Reality. Steve Evans and the Reason, Religion, and Reality crew are a panel of constitutionally minded, liberty-loving patriots covering topics from U.S. Supreme Court decisions, government actions across the spectrum, and attacks against the church. Reason, Religion, and Reality. Sundays noon to 2 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO and the KFYO app.
From the heart of the Hub City to the wide open skies of West Texas, KFYO keeps you connected to the stories, the voices, and the conversations that matter most. This is the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Back on the Chad Hasty Show as we broadcast from Pollard-Friendly Ford.
Say trick or treat.
The trunk or treat event is happening right now, and we have State Representative Carl Tepper who is redoing.
Say hi to Lubbock.
Trunk or treat.
Hi, Lubbock.
Okay. Look at that.
Here we go.
Adorable.
There you go, pal.
Did you take their candy, too?
Put your guns up for me. She got candy.
Did you take theirs?
No, I didn't take any of her candy because you're watched. I'm being watched.
Yeah,
now.
You're being watched. That's why.
Stealing candy from kids.
I am
a politician.
Again, he's got like a whole thing over here, his own pile. I'm taking this one.
No, don't. Not the milk. No.
Yeah, I'm taking that
I'm
one.
I'm keeping the milk.
That's
okay,
what
I'll
happened.
That.
I like, keep the milk.
I like
tides.
The regular Hershey's. Don't do that.
All right. So as Tepper continues to take, let me tell you something. If anyone out there, you know, wants to know if Tepper takes candy from children, the answer is yes.
You bet.
Yeah, he does it. Absolutely.
Suckers.
Okay, we had another texter who weighed in, 806-680-2790. Rick in Lubbock, I feel like Carl regarding the parental rights proposition. There's not enough language in protecting the rights of children. I like the idea, but let's get specific. This has been a problem.
Yeah. It's a good text, yeah.
And I think it's been a problem overall just with government of, you know, it's one of those, well, yeah, in the ideal world. And we see that when it comes to schooling. We see that when it comes to a lot of things is that I think a lot of government officials and elected officials within both parties go, well, yeah, in the perfect world, this is what we want. And we don't live in the perfect world. And
I'm sure it'll work out okay. It's just one more thing the courts are going to be challenged with and have to sift through while they're making their decisions.
Yeah. And, you know, and again, I mean, you're... You know, I'm sure there are probably some teachers who are going to be going up and looking at that one and going, I don't know. I've seen stuff, man. I've seen things. I don't know if I could vote for that one.
The good news is we got the Teachers' Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
And we did an event yesterday with the County Judges and Commissioners Association. Rural Texas, West Texas had a really good session. I forgot. Speaker Burroughs reminded us that we did a big rural ambulance bill.
Yeah.
Texas Tech did astoundingly well. The downtown Civic Center is going to get a facelift. We've got that funded really well. We've got a PFZ, Project Financing Zone. I don't want to get into all the details of that, but that's a really cool thing. We're really happy about it. Reese Air Force Base is about to become something completely new, a completely new industry in West Texas, the defense industry.
Yeah.
Texas Tech has been developing stuff for a few years that they've finally decided to tell some people, and the Department of Defense is very interested in it.
Are we going to see, like, UFOs flying around out here?
We always have. It's Lubbock Lights. We've always had UFOs.
Well, that's true. That's a good point.
So they like us. It's clear air. It's not very turbulent. And a night like this, the UFOs are welcome. And we've also got a new cancer center being built at UMC, so you're not going to have to fly to Houston or Dallas to get that taken care of. And I think you're going to find that to be a bigger boom than you've heard in the media so far, just because it's a big deal. If you've got cancer, you're sick already.
Yeah.
It's already a financial drain on the family, and being able to stay in Lubbock is going to be a really, really big deal out here. We've got some new firefighting funding, meaning the rural and volunteer firefighters have a huge grant program now. I hope you all are accessing it out there. You need to put in your application to TDEM, Texas Department of Emergency Management. One of the universities have claimed it, but I'm not going to give them the credit. It's Texas A&M. And we're also going to have a firefighting force, an aerial firefighting force out here, stationed in West Texas to be able to knock out those wildfires very quickly.
Yeah. Let's see. We got a couple of minutes left here. Story that's out of the Texas Tribune. Democrats urging the governor to direct emergency funds to address the looming SNAP crisis. Is that something, if there's no deal done by next week, is that something the governor needs to do? Or do we say, hey, that's a federal issue?
You know, it's a federal issue. I'd have to see. There are some people impacted by this who really are terribly disabled.
Yeah.
And elderly. So I kind of like to see some numbers on that. But my knee-jerk reaction is it's a federal issue. I'm sick of carrying the Fed's water. We carried their water on the border for years.
True.
And a number of other things. And I'm just tired of it.
Yeah.
And they need to get their act together. I'm proud to say the Texas legislature's done a really, really good job, the Republicans anyway, of doing the responsible things with our budget. We have a balanced budget. We've had some surpluses. We've given most of it back to the taxpayers and the schools. And we need to be proud of that and continue and let the federal government keep screwing up where they screw up. Hey, United States, I know people listen all over the country to Chad Hastie. Vote Republican. enough of this crazy Democrat. And you can say, oh, they're all the same, left, right. No, they're not the same.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not crazy. All right, we believe in budgets. We believe in certain fiscal responsibility and go back with the Republican Party.
You did take my candy and redistribute it to someone else.
That's a personal civic. That's a civil matter, not a government matter.
State Rep Carl Tepper, thanks for coming out to Pollard Ford.
Have a blessed weekend, everyone. Y'all deserve it. Have some fun. Have some fun with the kids. Enjoy the weather.
That's right. When we come back, your phone calls, text, and more.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
When high winds and dangerous storms rock West Texas, stay ahead of the weather with the station you trust. Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM KFYO.
News Talk 95.1, 790, KFYO 11, KFYO.com, and Town Square Media Station.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas.
The government shutdown drags on. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. We're now in day 30 as lawmakers have headed home for the weekend with no progress made on ending the stalemate. House Speaker Mike Johnson continues to blame Democrats.
They're trying to show that they're willing to stage a fight against President Trump and Republicans in Congress so that they can make a showing to the far left base of their party.
Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says the Democrats' fight for extending health care subsidies is a fight for the American people.
America. Poverty or hardship is not a choice that people are making. It's as a result of policy violence.
The effects of the shutdown forcing federal employees to miss a second paycheck. And the FAA says the lack of certified air traffic controllers at Orlando's airport will prevent landings for a portion of today. Delta Airlines in a statement asking Congress to immediately pass a clean continuing resolution so air traffic controllers, TSA, and Customs and Border Patrol officers can collect the paychecks they say they deserve. U.S. Attorney for D.C. Jeanine Pirro has announced a third arrest in the shooting death of Washington, D.C. intern. Daquan Lucas will face first-degree murder charges in the death of Eric Tarpinian Jackern.
Pirro blames the D.C. council for coddling underage criminals.
Three teenagers, 217, 118, all accustomed to getting away with criminal behavior because they lived in a district that didn't take it seriously.
Lucas is also charged with the murder of his 17-year-old girlfriend, Zoe Kelly Hickman. All three teens will be tried as adults.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. The Justice Department reportedly investigating whether leaders in the Black Lives Matter movement defrauded donors who contributed tens of millions of dollars during racial justice protests in 2020. America's listening to Fox News.
Local events, newsmakers, and information. It's Sunrise LBK on KFYO.
Coming up on Sunrise LBK Friday morning, start the weekend off. Tom Collins and news and information from around the South Plains. We got Ryan Hyatt from TheRaiderland.com and the weekend sports preview talking about Texas Tech on the road to K-State. And we got some goodies for you. So be listening in the morning with Sunrise LBK on KFYO, 95.1 FM, 790 AM, and KFYO.com.
Fox on Tech.
One big player in the AI chatbot world is now banning kids from a wide range of its services. Character.ai will no longer allow minors to use its chatbots in an unrestricted fashion. The move is a response to growing concerns that kids interacting with artificial intelligence personalities are not given appropriate safety considerations. There have been reports of chatbots getting inappropriate with underage users. Character.ai is also the defendant in a lawsuit by a mother who claims the service's chatbots influenced her teenage son to take his own life. The company says it will use age verification to make sure only adults are able to have full access, and then starting in November, child users will be subjected to a 2-hour daily time limit. Further, they're developing new features for kids only, which focuses on content creation such as videos. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Lubbock's up late weather forecast. Temperatures are dropping overnight through morning into the upper 30s to start your Friday. Friday afternoon's temperatures around 71 degrees. A cool front will arrive on Saturday and drop the temperatures down just a bit into the middle 60s. The weather is brought to you by Sonic. Get your spook on this Halloween with 50-cent corn dogs at Sonic. Meteorologist Ron Over to Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
And welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. Final hour of the program as we broadcast from Pollard Friendly Ford. Off South Loop 289. See a lot of folks traveling on the loop right now as they head off and, of course, go around everywhere. There you go. There you go. Happy Halloween. You can come on by and, of course, Trunk or Treat is happening right now here at Pollard Friendly Ford. Want you to come on by and see us and hang out. And of course, they've got the trunk or treat happening, until 8 p.m. Today. So you can come on out. And of course, they've got different prizes to sign up for. I think they're giving away like a big screen TV, as well. So all kinds of stuff, that you can find, here at, again, Pollard Friendly Ford. For those of you in the Lubbock area, you've got plenty of time to come out and join us. If you're wondering where exactly, where we're at, we're at the red and white building, the certified used car lot is, where we're at. And we're hanging out outside. You can come on by, say hello. We'd love to meet you. And, do thank State Rep Carl Tepper for stopping by. Yeah, it's, he's always fun to have on. He never holds back. That's for sure. And he also takes candy from kids. So, you know, that's it. We learn something all the time, here on the show. But, no, it was great to have him on. And, you know, I'm with him on some of these, amendments out there that, you know, again, the water amendment, I'm all for. I've seen the back and forth on it. I've got no problem with it at all. The parental rights one, I do think, you know, that there's some questions there, on that one, that I think are very fair. You know, and again, it goes to this, how does something that you see a lot of, you see today more fretting, about some of these amendments than you did actually during the session. And you've got to have like a, you know, 2/3 majority to get these things onto a constitutional amendment. And you know, I've had people ask me, hey, how does this happen? How is it that Republicans and Democrats who can't agree on anything in the legislature, how do they agree on this stuff and get it to the ballot? And then they fret about it later on. Well, it's because they're horse trading during the session. A lot of them. They're trying to get their amendment onto a ballot item, And, hey, you know what? You support this amendment. I'll support a project of yours. And there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that happens, unless you're Brian Harrison. And then there's not a lot of behind-the-scenes work that happens. You just post on Twitter all day. But for other lawmakers, they're behind-the-scenes working and, you know, doing a lot of politics and everything else. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Paul from Post weighing in. Love Carl Tepper. Very good, Paul. Thank you very much. Let's see. Mark in California, hunt for Red October line. I'm a politician, but I'm not kissing babies. I'm stealing their lollipops. Very nice. Yeah. Carl was doing a little he wants to say it was a fair trade. It was not. And he was going after the full-size Snickers bar. He was going after them and giving the children, these adorable children who were coming up, and, Mr. Tepper, can we get some candy? And he would just, well, what do you got for me, kid? What do you got for me? They must do trick-or-treating different in New York. Maybe that's it. They do trick-or-treating a little bit differently in New York. Who knows? But you can, and I see what Tepper did. He put a candy wrapper into the jar. Oh, my goodness. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Yeah, like I said earlier, Texas Democrats urging the governor to direct emergency funding to address the looming SNAP crisis. I like how they put that. The looming SNAP crisis, but let's go ahead and divert emergency funds right now. There is no SNAP emergency as of right now. And even if there was a suspension, even if we were running out of money right now for SNAP, and apparently there's about 3.5 million low-income Texans on SNAP benefits. How many of them? And I know I brought this up the other day. I got some angry texts. I got a lot of texts agreeing with me. How many people should really be on SNAP? How many people that are on SNAP right now should really be on SNAP? And I'm not talking about the elderly. I'm not talking about those who are truly disabled. They should be on SNAP. But what about a 28-year-old who just maybe doesn't want to do manual labor? Huh? What about that person? Do they really need the government benefits? Because they're getting them. You didn't see anyone complain about when Trump and the administration moved forward when it came to funding of WIC. Why? It's for kids. It's for babies. It's for children. Last I checked, they can't go get a job. They can't do that. And so what did the administration do? Hey, we got to protect the kids out there. We're going to do that. And so I think what you're going to see is the one, I think next week you're going to see a deal get done. The Democrats are trying to milk this in Texas because, you know, that mean old Greg Abbott. We have money in the emergency fund and the rainy day fund. But the rainy day fund is not there to provide for SNAP benefits. It's not there to offset anything. It's not there. And I wholeheartedly agree with what Tepper said. We've been carrying enough of the federal government's water. Why continue now? We don't need to continue doing it. The federal government needs to do what they need to do. Let's see. Shout out to Chad and Carl. This is definitely the beginning of an after hours podcast. Now that's not a bad idea. Now here's why I say it's not a bad idea. For me, it's not a bad idea. For Tepper and his political career, could be disastrous. It could be bad for Carl Tepper, though I don't think he cares. I think that he's ready and willing. Look at you. You deserve some candy. Here you go. There you go. Oh, she deserves some candy, too. Come here. Here we go. Trick or treat. There we go. That's how that works. That's what happens when you come out to Pollard Friendly Ford. We stop the show. We give candy out. And you know what we did not do? We didn't take any of those kids' candy. Didn't take any. Didn't take any at all, Carl. We didn't do any of that. I do. Let me tell you this. I would not rule out doing a once every now and then podcast with Carl Tepper. I think that'd be fun. That might be something we have to sit down and think about. And it may, I don't know how the speaker would feel about that, but I'm telling you, it would, I think it would be a lot of fun. That's a great idea. Whoever texted that in, thank you. I'm not against it. 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts on the text line. Weigh in on any of the topics of the day. Let's see, America in chaos, according to the Daily Mail. As perfect storm grounds flights, J.D. Vance admits he fears a disaster. Thousands of flights being delayed across the U.S. due to staffing shortages. The vice president, who, by the way, did you see J.D. Vance at that Turning Point USA event? He was really good. Really good at that Turning Point USA event. And he answered a few questions to the audience where he, you know, there was a little bit of a, you know, some controversial questions, but he was asked about basically putting America first, and about some of the controversies about that. And he said we should always, all leaders should in America should be thinking about putting America first. There you go. Yeah. I'd be thinking about putting America first every single day they wake up. And I thought it was a great answer. Great answer for J.D. Vance. And the more that I hear from, again, J.D. Vance, just the more impressed I am. And I know it's going to be probably him and Rubio, the top two, going into the next election. But boy, J.D. Vance, he's just so good. And he is so good at thinking on his feet and answering these questions and sounding good. He's just, I'm telling you, I become more and more impressed with him every single day. I'll tell you what, let's take the break. When we come back, we'll get your phone calls, your text messages. We're going to keep handing out candy to kids here at Pollard Ford. We want you to come on by and see us. South Loop 289. Come by for the Trunk or Treat event at Pollard Friendly Ford, South Loop 289. We'll be right back on the Chad AC Show.
No place to hang out or washing. And then I can't blame all on the sun.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Do you have kids? Then you know the importance of properly installing their car seats and buckling them up correctly to protect them from injuries. Unfortunately, most parents think their children are safely buckled, but that's not always the case. Visit SaveMeWithASeat.org to easily sign up for a free car seat inspection near you. Keep your kids safe with properly installed car seats and by buckling them up correctly so you can save them with a seat. Brought to you by TxDOT.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation donation program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Listen to KFYO on your Google Home smart speaker. Download the KFYO app. Then cast the audio to your Google Home smart speaker. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show as we broadcast from Ballard Friendly Ford off South Loop 289. The Trunk or Treat event, the third annual Trunk or Treat event, happening until 8 p.m. this evening. We want you to come on out and, of course, do a go through the Trunk or Treat that's happening out here. You can also check out some of the great deals, all the great vehicles that they have here at Ballard Friendly Ford, and see some of the whether they're new or used vehicles. So be here for you, but they've also got different candy that they're giving away. Of course, it's a Trunk or Treat event, but I've also seen some people carrying some slices of pizza, so I think they got some pizza down the line as well, Ken.
Well, there was one girl, she had a slice of pizza in one hand, some candy in the other, and a big smile on her face. She was real happy.
She was living her best life out here at Ballard Friendly Ford, where they have the Trunk or Treat event, and we do thank them for having us out here. Ken, what do you think about the Tapper and I doing a podcast angering people?
That'd be a lot of fun. You know, Chad, you and I could do a podcast.
We could,
because I filled in for Tom for 6 months when he was having some medical issues, and it was kind of my goal every day to see if I could at least make one person mad. Sometimes it was multiple people. I didn't, you know, if a week didn't go by and I didn't make two or three people mad, it wasn't a successful week. And I succeeded. I'll tell you, every week I met my goal every week of making somebody mad.
That's good. That's good. I mean, that's how it should be. You know, that's how it should be. Well, let's give away some more candy here at Ballard Friendly Ford.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat. Here we go.
Okay. All right.
We got an astronaut and a Martian. That's good.
All right.
Alien. Yeah, that's good. I like that. That's good. Here we go.
All right.
Here we go. Beetlejuice, right? All right.
All right.
There we go. Happy Halloween. We're running low on the candy, and here's why. Tepper stole some. And for the kids who are coming late, just blame State Rep Carl Tepper.
I guess That was his cause for being on the show, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Was taking some candy with
him. Well, let me tell you something. When I texted him earlier, the first thing he texted back to me was, "Do I get a Snickers bar?" Like that.
Okay, Tepper had Margaret Thatcher, his dog, out here.
Yeah.
And talking about it. I warned the dogs out the first hour. But now that, you know, I've seen three different people with their dogs out here.
Yeah, you got to bring your dogs.
So, you know, Tepper started something with bringing Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah. Let's see. So you can come out, join us here at Ballard Friendly Ford, and go through the Trunk or Treat line, and of course you'll have a great time while you're out here. Let's see. If you and Carl do an after show podcast, give us a heads up. I'll have to do some extra core strength training so I don't break a rib from laughing. That from Gwen in Lubbock. Another texture. Great bumper music, Vic. Okay, so we've got Vic running things back at the studios. We've had Nick. We've had Rick. So Vic doing a great job. I got to be honest, we're having some technical issues. And so I can't hear the bumper music. I have no idea what the bumper music is. And so he just tells me to go. So I have no idea if he's doing a great job or not. But we'll assume that Vic is doing a great job. Let's see, Carl, Chad, and Ken, the city will burn to the ground, not just the scooters this time. That's very possible. Very possible.
We would be incendiary, that's for sure.
Yes. Let's see, Chad, I wonder how many of the SNAP recipients are current on cell phone bills, Netflix, Prime, Paramount, Disney, and other subscriptions are up to date. And then we do have Ben Runkle in Bovina weighing in. It's been a while since we've heard from Ben Runkle. Dear Chad, instead of a means test for snap, we need a fat test for snap. If you're one of the 60% of snap recipients who are overweight or obese, you don't get the free crap food, or you don't get the free crap food. Lose some weight thanks to Americans tired of paying for you to be fat. Sincerely, Ben Runkle in Bovina.
Okay. Well, Ben's saying the first thing. Well, actually, first thing, though, to be serious here, the first test for whether or not you get benefits is whether or not you're a citizen of the United States.
Yeah, and of course, that's something that, you know, the left, they don't
want
to.
There we go. My first salvo making somebody mad today.
that would obviously make sense. You do have a big push now. And I read an op-ed, and I think it was Tony Ortiz's group, or his
Current Revolt,
okay, that put this out, and it was from a Fort Worth ISD teacher. Did you read that?
I have not seen that yet, though. I do read Current Revolt often.
She had written this op-ed for Current Revolt, which is great subscription, by the way, service. If you're into Texas politics and want some dirt out there from time to time. And I need to get Tony on the show. But she had written this piece about Fort Worth ISDs being taken over by the state. And she wrote that one of the big reasons why she thinks she's a teacher, or was a teacher, is the amount of non-English speaking students who are in regular classes in Fort Worth ISD. And that those kids who should be in, you know, English as a second language classes, I think ESL, so they were called when I was in school. I don't know if they're still called that or not. But instead, they're not. And that they could be dragging down some of the grade scores. And so there's kind of been a renewed push from some going maybe into the next legislative session to do away with, public ed for illegal immigrants.
That is a push, but under the federal guidelines, that's not a situation that the states have much control over.
Now,
you're talking about, you know, on the ESL, whether or not they're in, if the English has a second language classes, or say Spanish or whatever language classes, you know, there's a lot of different theories. You know, one of the ones that it was used for many years before they decided to do ESL was the immersion classes.
Yeah.
And there were many Hispanics in schools that learned English and learned fairly well by the immersion method. It's been around very much education, you know, not every method works for every child.
True.
But I think that there's something to be said for doing that.
All right, when we come back, we're going to continue our broadcast here at Pollard Friendly Ford, South Loop 289. Come out and see us. The Trunk or Treat event happening until 8 p.m. We're here for another 30 minutes. We'll be right back on the Chad HD Show.
Chad Hasty Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
Anti-lock brakes. Automatic lane correction. Rear view backup cameras. Of all the many features and vehicles designed to keep you safe, the most effective one is you. There are more big trucks and other vehicles on our roads these days, but you can safely share the road by keeping your eyes off your phone, slowing down, buckling up, and making sure you have plenty of room when passing. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And headlines. The Texas Legislative Progressive Caucus has sent a letter to Governor Abbott asking him to tap into state funds like the $4.6 billion budget surplus to help the 3.5 million Texans who stand to lose access to SNAP benefits November 1st. That's when benefits are set to run out. 43% of Texans say they're doing worse financially than they were a year ago. According to the latest Texas Policy Project poll out of UT, Texans believe inflation is the number one concern. Early voting for 17 state amendments ends tomorrow. Dallas County Elections Administrator Paul Adams says turnout has been low, but that's kind of usual for off-year elections. If you vote early, go to any polling site. A 34-year-old woman has been arrested for arson in a house fire that injured two Fort Worth firefighters in September. One severely injured and has undergone several surgeries. NBA tonight, the Spurs host Miami, NHL, the Stars at Tampa Bay. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
If you've ever listened to the radio or watched TV and thought, how do they do that? Then stop by the Texas Broadcast Museum. Located in downtown Kilgore, you'll find something that's both educational and a lot of fun. You can even try your hand at being a TV newscaster or a weather person. And if it's been a while since you visited, come on back. We're always finding new treasures. Visit the Texas Broadcast Museum, 416 East Main Street in downtown Kilgore, or look for us on the web at texasbroadcastmuseum.org.
You just returned from holiday vacation, and there it is, a letter from the IRS. You don't even want to open it. Hi, I'm local tax attorney Nick Namath. I have been right here in Dallas for more than 20 years helping Texans resolve their IRS issues. At the law offices of Nick Namath, we focus on helping people resolve IRS wage levies, bank levies, and even unfiled returns. Call me, Nick Namath, the DFW tax attorney, at 972-484-0829 or go to myirsteam.com.
Lovely Shop Links weather forecast. Temperatures are dropping overnight through morning into the upper 30s to start your Friday. Friday afternoon's temperatures around 71 degrees. A cool front will arrive on Saturday and drop the temperatures down just a bit into the middle 60s. The weather is brought to you by Sonic. Get your spook on this Halloween. 50-cent corn dogs at Sonic. Meteorologist Ron Herbert to Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Every weekend, people tell us about overspending on projects they could have handled themselves for a lot less money. And we hear from people who ended up overspending because they tried to do something they should have called in a pro to tackle. I'm Leslie Segretti from The Money Pit. Got a remodeling or repair project? Well, we can help you decide whether you do it yourself or direct it yourself this weekend on The Money Pit Home Improvement Show.
The Money Pit, Saturday afternoons at 4 on KFYO.
I'm Giada Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A murder suspect who killed himself in jail and has been linked to the disappearance of a TV anchor is now being dubbed a possible serial killer by the local sheriff. Christopher Revac killed himself in 2009 in a Missouri jail cell, but the Wood County District Attorney says if he were still alive, he would now be charged with the murder of 21-year-old Deidre Harm. Harm was a single mother and disappeared June 10, 2006 after going to a bar. Revac had been visiting family in the area when she vanished. Her remains were found 5 months later in the woods, about 5 miles from the downtown bars. Revac committed suicide a day after being charged with second-degree murder in the death of mom of three, Renee Williams. DNA evidence linked Revac to her killing. Revac had also been a person of interest in the disappearance of an Iowa news anchor, Jody Huizentrout, who had been declared legally dead in 2001 despite no body having ever been found. The police department continues to investigate her disappearance. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Empowering West Texas with news that matters. News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM, KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hastie Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hastie Show.
Chad Hastie Show. Thank you for tuning in today. We broadcast from Pollard, Friendly Ford, right off South Loop 289. Come on out. The sun's starting to go down. It's getting a little bit chillier out here, but it feels great. I'm telling you, the weather is fantastic. Come on out and join us. Get the kids in their costumes and come out and grab some candy while you can at the Trunk or Treat event. It's the third annual Trunk or Treat event here at Pollard Friendly Ford, where not only do they have candy, they got prizes. They also have different food and a lot of other stuff that you can pick up here at Pollard Friendly Ford, South Loop 289, here in Lubbock, Texas. You can send us a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in, sound off on anything that we've talked about today, anything you want to sound off on, feel free to reach out. And of course, you can discuss any of the events of the day. How about this? This is always fun. Headline out of Texas Tribune: your Halloween pumpkin probably came from the small Texas town. Every fall, when the air starts to chill and the nights get longer, the small town of Floydada becomes saturated in a hue of orange. The town's welcome sign, surrounded by large pumpkins stacked for the ideal fall photo op. Smaller pumpkins line the walkways to local businesses. Visitors flock in from all over the region and state to find the perfect pumpkin to welcome the holiday season. Floydada has carved its own path in the pumpkin industry. A small town of 2,500 people isn't just another place tapping into the pumpkin craze that's taken over the masses in recent years. It's known as the pumpkin capital of the United States. Quote, if I say Floydada to most people in the state, they're going to say pumpkin, said Ryan Crow, executive director of the Floydada Economic Development Corporation. You can't pay for name recognition like that. Pumpkins synonymous with Halloween, Thanksgiving, just about every fall-related activity in between. As famous as the famous fruit stars in everything from jack-o'-lanterns to pumpkin spice lattes and pies, it's given a boost to the national agriculture industry. In 2024, U.S. pumpkin farmers produced more than $274 million in market value. Texas is in the top six states in the United States for pumpkin production. In 2020, Texas farmers led the nation in pumpkin crop value at $25.9 million. That's a lot of pumpkins. In the following year, they produced 108 million pounds of pumpkins. In Floydada, about 50 miles northeast of Lubbock, around 50 million pounds of the state's pumpkins are grown every year. Quote, it's the main thing that keeps us on the map, said Callie Martin, president of the Floydada Chamber of Commerce. We're very prideful of it and all of our growers. Crow's taken Floydada-grown pumpkins all over the nation, from the Texas Department of Agriculture in Austin to congressional offices in Washington. They stopped by airport security where officers guarding the nation's capital. Crow sees it as another opportunity to brag and let them know about Floydada's legacy. Quote, we're all collectively in agreement that this is who we are. This is how we're going to talk about our community, Crow said. It's all going to be surrounded by a visible sign of two major holidays that happen every year. Jason Pyle, owner and producer of Pumpkin Pyle Farm, I like that, is one of the main pumpkin growers in Floydada. Pyle and his family started growing in 91 with about 25 acres. They now have 1,200 acres and grow more than 50 varieties of pumpkins, gourds, squash, hay bales, and corn bundles. Quote, we try to make it a one-stop shop for fall decor. That's farm to table right there. That's a real farm to table. As our farm florists, so did the business deals. Pyle pumpkins can be found in local grocery stores and large chains. The Dallas Arboretum regularly uses Pyle pumpkins for its annual fall display in elaborate pumpkin villages. Pyle ships this crop to other states too, including Oklahoma, Mississippi, Arkansas, and even as far as Florida. Miles said that when the season is full swing, he ships around 1,500 bins of pumpkins every single day. How about that? So a little pumpkin news for everybody out there. That's not the only one. There's another pumpkin story. Hang on. Let me find this one. This is like a big pumpkin story. Here we go. This out of Brownfield. I found this over at everythinglubbock.com. Now, this is a big pumpkin. Brownfield man's pumpkin sets Texas weight record. Brownfield resident Gabriel Gonzalez has a natural talent for farming and gardening. He aimed to create pumpkins ideal for the fall season. He produced over 1,500 pumpkins in various colors, shapes, and sizes. But one in particular was especially notable. Gonzalez grew a pumpkin that weighed an astonishing 995 pounds. He explained to everythinglubbock.com that despite living on nutrient-rich land and having access to well water, he didn't do anything special, yet he managed to grow a pumpkin that weighed nearly a ton. That's a big pumpkin. 995 pounds. I'd like to see that on Nick's back porch, right? Yeah, you could go and carve that pumpkin, put it up there on the back porch. That would be nice. Quote, I got the seeds in the ground on June 21st. I cut it last Thursday, so that'd be October. I think it's the 23rd, maybe. Gonzalez told everythinglubbock.com that he brought the pumpkin to a way off hosted by Brian Etheridge and verified by the Indiana Pumpkin Growers Association, where it was named the heaviest pumpkin in Texas, surpassing the previous record, here you go, by 284 pounds. That's a big pumpkin that happened. We've got some trick-or-treaters stopping by here at Pollard Friendly Ford during the trunk-or-treat event. There we go. Yeah, here you go. I'll just give it to you. There you go. Y'all have fun. A 995-pound pumpkin. I mean, what do you even do with that? He said that they've been working on this for months, actually able to see the numbers go up. Gonzalez said it's so huge that the Amazon delivery driver could see it from the road by his house. Neighbors were surprised and curious about the pumpkin. Now that the weigh-in is complete, only one step left, creating new memories with his three-year-old daughters and memories he hopes they'll never forget. Probably going to carve it Friday for Halloween with my daughter. She's three, so I think that'll be kind of fun. You have to get like a chainsaw for that thing. That's a big pumpkin. 995 pounds is what it weighed in. Well, congratulations on the big great pumpkin. We're out here at Pollard Friendly Ford, South Loop 289, where the kids keep coming out. Why? Because it's the trunk or treat event. And you can come on out and go through the trunk or treat, get some candy. Lots of kids lining up for the candy. They also got different food items and different giveaways as well here at Pollard Friendly Ford, right off of South Loop 289. A lot of people hanging out, watching, a lot of parents out here with their kids, having a lot of fun. And I see some of the dads, too, just kind of going around looking at some of the different vehicles while you're out here. You can do that, too. Yeah, you can do that, too, while you're out here at Pollard Friendly Ford, South Loop 289. In Lubbock. By the way, tomorrow on the program, Steve Evans will be filling in for me. Steve will be here tomorrow, guide you through the show, and then I'll be back on Monday of next week. But yeah, Steve Evans will be filling in tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. And who knows, maybe he'll make it a spooky show tomorrow. Maybe Nick will as well. I don't know. Maybe they'll have some spooky music for Halloween. We'll see if they do that. When we come back, your phone calls, your text messages, your app chat messages, and we'll begin to close out the show here at Pollard Friendly Ford, South Loop 289, the trunk or treat event. We're having a great time. Come out and join us as well. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Pedal to the metal. Greased lightning. Burn rubber. Make tracks. Full gas. Whatever you call it, it's speeding. And a heavy foot can cost you a heavy fine. Or more. Speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas. Many of them fatal. Slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. And take it easy. A message from the Texas Department of Transportation.
Ted Cruz here. Tune in to KFYO every Sunday at 11 for Verdict with Ted Cruz. But stick around for Reason, Religion, and Reality at noon, followed by the best of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, right here on the News and Talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
If you've missed the Kim Komando Show.
The Kim Komando Show.
You've missed a lot.
It's really great talking to you. I've been a longtime reader and occasional listener.
What do you mean occasional listener? Would you ever like tell a woman, like, I love that dress and every once in a while I might kiss you?
You look really good in that.
America's digital goddess.
Kim Komando.
Kim Komando. Saturday afternoons from 2 till 4 on KFYO.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of 326 hands playing Mozart. This is the sound of 10,942 hands showing appreciation. 64 hands building a house for the homeless. 142 hands swimming a triathlon. 18 hands winning the big game. And this is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's incredibly easy and effective. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show as we begin to wrap things up from Pollard Friendly Ford. Now, we're wrapping things up, but they're not. They're still going. They got another hour to go at least here at Pollard Friendly Ford. Let me tell you something. If there's a line of kids, they ain't going to shut it down at 8 p.m. They're going to go through until all the kids get through and get the candy. They've got other food as well out here, and, of course, some great deals. So take a look at all the vehicles that they have here at Pollard Friendly Ford. We do want to thank the good folks at Pollard Friendly Ford for having us out here. And, you know, they kind of told us, but when I got here, they said, set up wherever you want to. And it was such a beautiful day. It's like, hey, we need to set up outside. Rarely do we get to set up outside. It's either way too hot, way too windy, maybe some rain. It's a rare thing when we get to set up outside and everyone is comfortable and having a great time. This is one of those times, one of those days where we got to set up outside and have a lot of fun. So I want to thank Pollard Friendly Ford for having us out here once again. You can stop by until 8 p.m. today and go through the different the trunk or treats that are happening. You got trunk or treats happening this weekend as well in Lubbock, and I'm sure in your cities as well. I mean, Halloween is like really taking over. October, it's just like spread throughout October. Something that we didn't have time to get to today that we will talk about next week goes the story from KTXS 12. ACU student accused of hate speech during a campus tabling event. That's out of Abilene. where Madeline Arrowwood, president of ACU for Life, told the news that they were tabling on October 14th when she was called over by a friend who was talking to an administrator. I went over and just in time for her to tell, for him to tell her that it would be a disciplinary issue. So I went, what's going on? They said, told me that the sign we had on the table, which said abortion is murder, disagree, come talk to us, was hate speech, and that we need to take it down, and it wasn't allowed on the campus center. Now, hang on, let me check real quick. Hang on 1 second. ACU, what does that stand for? Abilene Christmas, you know, no. Abilene Church's Chick, no. Christian University. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that's what it stood for. And somehow, some way, a sign that said abortion is murder, disagree, come talk to, that's hate speech? Really? So while I'm not going to have time to get into all of it today, which, oh, I wish I did have time. While I don't have time to get into it today, hopefully by Monday we will learn more about this situation and maybe what the administration is saying about this, because that's ridiculous. If you're saying that's hate speech, it's not hate speech. It is what many, many people believe. And that's not hate speech. It is what many, many people believe. And for you to be a Christian university, which many Christians, by the way, believe that abortion is murder. For you to be a Christian university, it's in your name. And for you to come out and go, nope, you can't, no, can't do it. Again, shame on you if that's if this is how it's playing out at Abilene Christian University. Again, hopefully we'll learn more information by Monday, and we'll get into that. Maybe Steve may even have some thoughts on it tomorrow evening. He may want to sound off on that one. Let's see. Still a Raptor for me. Now, here's what I thought that was the trunk or treat event, where I could go around and they were going to give me a Ford Raptor as a treat. And I was sorely mistaken on that when I went around, and that's not what they handed me. I mean, I got some nice candy, but that's no. The Raptors are nice. I might be underselling it a little bit. The Raptor is a very, very nice vehicle. Yes, absolutely. It is. I don't think I'll be trying to steal one, though. They would not look favorably on that if I attempted to. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Let's see. Just a reminder. Tomorrow is, of course, Halloween. Parents, tomorrow is an excellent opportunity to teach your kids about taxes. It's an excellent. I bring this up each year. It is an excellent opportunity to teach your kids about taxes, local taxes, state taxes, federal taxes. When they bring their candy home and they're so happy, the kids are so excited, they're smiling. You can take the parent tax. And that's when you start teaching the children how evil taxes are and why you're conservative. It's a life lesson and one that has been handed down for generations. Want to thank the folks here at Pollard Friendly Ford. Their trunk or treat event still happening until 8 p.m. Stay safe, stay healthy. God bless you all. Tune in tomorrow, 5 p.m. Steve Evans will join you. I'll see you back here on Monday.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.